the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're invited to join us now if you want to play the Harris Challenge and you haven't played in the last 30 days. I've just cleared the early birds off the phone lines, so everybody has a shot at getting in. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the great bands in our town for a couple of decades now. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge for the ladies there. And every Thursday night, there's a Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for everybody. And some amazing food. And if you want more information about them, you can download their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. Let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'll just say hello to my wife, Melinda, at home, and the girls, Renee and Shannon. Renee, I hope you're practicing your math on your day off.
Okay. I'm sure that's what she's doing on a Friday afternoon.
Well, she knows me. She's better. She's going to do it when I get home. She doesn't do it before I get home.
Okay. What grade is she in?
In second grade.
Oh, so it's basic arithmetic at that point.
Yeah, she's in a math club. She does. She's done her addition and subtraction table. She's done his multiplication and division tables.
Excellent.
So now she's doing second and third three-digit subtraction and addition.
Excellent. Good for her. Good for her. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what your choices are today. See if anything math-related spills out here. The first category is always the topical one, have you been paying attention? That's about news of the week. Then our second category is Easter. And our third category is lessons of law. Which one would you like?
What's going on with the Easter category?
I don't know.
Just do the standard. Have you been paying attention?
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. That makes a total of 15 points that you can get, but all you have to do is get halfway there to win. Eight or more makes you a winner of a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We have so many prizes to choose from. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters. Movie passes, like for Captain America or Noah. And we have a free bowling party. You can get this at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. Crest Bowl's in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes.
So what is it, bowling for
Bridgeton.
One person, Dan?
No, Paul. You get 1 hour of bowling shoe rental for up to six people.
Cool.
On one lane.
Great.
One large topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company.
Nice.
That's the pizza party. And we also have coffee mugs from Draft Day.
The new Kevin Costner movie.
Yes, the new movie from Draft Day.
Yeah, the movie's tanking at the box office, so why not have a cup of Joe in your Draft Day coffee mug?
That's right.
You can have your choice of any of those, or if you do get all 15 points, we call it the clean sweep, and you get all of them for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
Todd, you want the topical stuff? You got it. Have you been paying attention is your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to an announcement by his daughter, who will be the next ex-president to have a grandchild?
President Clinton.
Correct. In what city will a 38-million-gallon drinking water reservoir be drained because a 19-year-old guy peed in it?
What city or what state?
City.
Pass.
Mitchell Quesada's boss fired him this week from a job that made him very visible on CNN for the last month. What was his job?
Pass.
A trailer for the movie version of Jersey Boys was released this week. Who directed the movie? Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck, or Jon Favreau?
Jon Favreau.
Clint Eastwood. What did authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska find inside a claw crane arcade machine this week? A 4-foot-long python, a 3-year-old boy, or a box of stolen jewels?
The boy.
The boy is correct. We're running out of time here, so I don't get to repeat it, but the 38-million-gallon drinking water reservoir...
That was in Carolina. It was Charlotte, Carolina.
Oh, did you say Charlotte?
Yeah, no, I didn't say it. I said Lexington, Kentucky.
He's all over the place.
Well, you know what? You're getting closer. If you'd kept going west, you would have gotten to Portland, Oregon.
Ah, That's my next answer.
Yeah. By the way, there's a woman at Slate Magazine who did the math and said in order for this guy to have urinated enough to really cause a problem, he would have had to go to the bathroom about 333 times.
33?
I still wouldn't want to drink it. It says
that the 1/8 of a gallon he peed into the reservoir would come out to 3 parts per billion. To put that in perspective, the EPA's limit for arsenic in drinking water is 10 parts per billion. So it would be below the level of arsenic, and yet they still drained the entire thing. My question is, why don't they have fluoride in their water there? That would just clean the whole thing up right away. So they didn't get that one, and you also didn't get Mitchell Quesada. He was the pilot of the simulator of the 777 that Martin Savage, the CNN correspondent, kept reporting from during the whole Malaysian Airlines 370 thing.
And I missed that one.
Now that CNN isn't covering that story from that perspective anymore, the company that he was employed by has fired him because for those 3 weeks he was on TV, this guy Mitchell Quesada, the pilot, never looked like a pilot. He looked like a guy who wandered in as part of the crew. He would wear short-sleeved plaid shirts, shorts and sandals. And so the boss there said, you made us look foolish on TV. And so he fired him this week. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the 5-pointer and you got the 1-pointer and that's all you got. So that means you didn't win the prizes, but you did earn punishment. And here now to punish you is something we've never used before because I just found it today. Apparently there was recently a meeting of social marketing experts. You know, the kind of people who get together and tell you how to do strategies for Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. At the end of the meeting, the guy who was running the meeting said, ladies and gentlemen, I've written a song that we can all learn about social marketing, and here to perform it is Miss Mary McCoy. Let's get social. And that's him on the piano.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement with some photos from my life. My cat, my kids, some bacon. I'm hoping you'll share my stuff and tweet it to the world. If you help me grow my clouds, I promise that I'll share yours. So connect with me.
Enough.
Tap some fun.
Hey, you're right.
Show the world out this gets.
Here's the chorus.
Let's get social with social media. Let's get social.
I just pause it right there because I have a feeling we might have to go back to it again. If the idea of getting social online is to create a viral video, mission accomplished. But not in the way you intended it. Todd, I'm sorry you had to hear that. Good luck with your daughter's math.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, and have a good weekend.
Bye.
Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm the owner and lead baker of a small St. Louis bakery called Piecraft. You can find out about us at piecraftstl.com. We're currently running a Kickstarter to raise some money.
Oh. Okay. What kind of pie?
Well, today I made apple cinnamon, so it's got little cinnamon swirls on top.
Oh. Wow, does that sound fantastic.
Right, where are you guys located?
I'd like a slice heated up a little bit with maybe some chocolate ice cream on the side.
I can do that.
Pie.
Where can we go to get this pie?
I've just decided, Alyssa, you're a winner.
Ferguson Farmers Market.
Okay.
Alyssa, you have your choice of categories. We have Easter. We have Lessons of Law, or our new third category, Global News of the Week.
I'll do Easter.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was U.S. president when the first White House Easter egg roll took place? Was it Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, or James Garfield?
Pass.
What ocean is Easter Island in?
The Pacific.
Correct. Which holiday always comes exactly 47 days before Easter?
Memorial Day.
Mardi Gras.
Oh.
Which of these did not appear in the 1948 movie Easter Parade? Fred Astaire, Mickey Rooney, or Judy Garland?
Judy Garland.
Mickey Rooney.
According, you're horrible.
According to Guinness, the largest one of these was over 25 feet high and weighed almost 9,000 pounds. What was it? It's Easter related.
What? An Easter egg?
Correct. Pick a president. Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, or James Garfield?
James Garfield.
It is Andrew Johnson. I'm sorry about that, Alyssa.
My poor husband had all the right answers, and I wasn't listening.
Oh, well, that'll
be always the way.
That'll be a happy dinner time at the house tonight. Honey, we could have had a bowling party. You know what you'll do, Alyssa? You'll say, did I mention I made apple cinnamon pie, honey?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Well, that would work in my house every night. Yeah. No matter what else went wrong, honey, I have apple cinnamon pie. It's got the swirls on it. Did you bring, but that, you know, she would say that, and then I would say, did you bring ice cream?
She better have the chocolate ice cream ready for you.
That's right. Alyssa, you got the 2 and you got the 5. That's only 7 points. And I'm sorry to say these 3 words to you. Let's get social.
Let's go!
Social.
With social media.
Oh, that's
him. That's the guy.
Where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed. Let's get social. Okay.
That song is the answer to the question, how come Paul never goes to conventions?
Yeah.
Ew. Alyssa, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
And good luck with your Kickstarter campaign, too.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Jeff is our next contestant. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a member of the theater department at St. Charles Community College. And next week we have a play opening called Next Year's Man of Steel. And the box office is 636-922-8050. It's about the beginning of the comic book industry.
You know, when people say, can I really use the Harris Challenge for a cheap plug? Our contestants today are proving, yes, you can, absolutely, and good luck with the show. Here are the categories, lessons of law, global news of the week, or one book you'll need is an atlas.
Let's go with lessons of the law.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
Pass.
Which of these documents helps a lawyer get someone out of jail? A subpoena, a writ of habeas corpus, or an order of excelsior?
Order of excelsior.
Writ of habeas corpus. What is the name given to the list of rights a suspect must be read before they can be questioned?
The Miranda rights.
Correct. Which minority's fight for civil rights is associated with the Stonewall Rebellion? African Americans, gays and lesbians, or Native Americans?
Native American?
Gays and lesbians. Which president appointed the first female U.S. Attorney General? Was it George W. Bush, William Jefferson Clinton, or Ronald Wilson Reagan?
Reagan.
Clinton. It was Janet Reno. Back to the one-pointer. Who is currently the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
I cannot remember, so I will pass.
You passed just in time to run out of time. The answer is John Roberts. Jeff, the only scorer you've got up on the board there is for the Miranda rights. I'm going to list your rights now. You have the right to be punished.
Searching for the story that'll bring us instant fame. So we shoot our viral video and we post it to the gram.
To the gram?
The secret,
yeah. Is that the Insta?
And a Facebook's holy grail. We try to keep from taking no that leads
okay. Thank you, Mary. That'll be enough for now. Jeff, I'm sorry you had to hear that, too.
Me, too.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You, too.
All right. We just had another contestant drop off, so there's a line open if you want to get in for our final contestant spot, 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Here now is our fourth contestant. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Okay. Which would you like of the two categories remaining, global news of the week or one book you'll need is an atlas?
I guess the global, please.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Marty. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country were 21 people nailed to crosses to reenact the crucifixion of Christ today? Was it Italy, the Philippines, or Croatia?
Philippines.
Correct. Where did an avalanche near a base camp kill at least 12 Nepalese Sherpa in the single deadliest day in the mountain's history?
Mount Everest.
Correct. In what country were murder charges dropped against a 9-month-old baby this week? Pakistan, Israel, or Egypt?
Pakistan.
Correct. This week, something called Bluefin 21 was in the news. What is Bluefin 21?
Tuna.
It's the remote-controlled submarine searching for a Malaysian 370. Final question. You need this for the win. Which world leader did Edward Snowden call in to ask a question of on a live TV show this week?
Obama.
Vladimir Putin.
I was going to say Putin, darn it.
Marty, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then things fell apart, and yes, you fall into that punishment category as well with only 6 points.
All right, well, thank you.
Marty, don't go anywhere. Uh-oh. Take your punishment, and let's get social.
Back with me. Let's have some fun. Let's show the world.
Are we coming to the chorus again? There she goes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get social.
That's the high note.
With social media.
Social.
Let's get social.
Social.
You know what? It's impossible for us to make it worse.
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. Marty, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for playing. Let's see if we can get one winner today. What do you think, Mike?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to wish my beautiful wife, Beth, a happy anniversary. We've been married for 16 years today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Let's avoid the quintuple punishment day. We haven't had one in a couple of months. You can avoid it if you can get 8 points or better in the category. One book you'll need is an atlas.
Okay.
Let's go, Mike. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's the Harris Challenge. What country was Anne Frank in when she wrote her famous diary?
Germany.
Holland. In what country did Ben-Hur take place?
England.
Italy. What country was home to Don Quixote?
Italy.
Spain. In what country did Mary Poppins take place?
Great Britain.
Correct. What country did James Clavell write about in his book, Shogun?
Mexico.
Japan. Mike, that's 4.
Oh.
I don't
want
to break the streak.
Yeah. Did you hear that pause there just a moment ago? That was the moment of silence for my ears.
Let's get social. With social media.
Social.
All right, everyone, I want you to stand up right now. Take out your phones. Take a selfie with your neighbor. It's time to get social.
Here's the worst part. Listen to this. The guy decides he's going to rap.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, first he has to do his electric piano solo.
Oh, man. Oh. Robot voices in the background there.
This is why everybody took their phones out for that?
Hey now, y'all. Can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Said another way that we lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We
are people. Turn it off now.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mary McCoy and Phil Mershon with their biggest hit of their lives, and isn't that the saddest thing I've ever said, Let's Get Social.
That was like P. Diddy or Eminem or something like that. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, it's like getting Jay-Z and Beyonce together on stage when you listen to those two, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I'm sorry about that. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. Now, hopefully we'll give away some stuff next week, prize man.
Yeah.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who perform every Wednesday night in Fenton and every Thursday night in Belleville. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, they'll be back in Belleville at Cutter's. If you want to find out where they are and about the specials, like the great cheap food tomorrow night at Cutter's, go to the website wellhungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians free app for your iPhone or Android.